We have two powerful images this morning, one from the book of the prophet Daniel, another one very much in line with today's gospel is this saint Wigan Don read today in honor of a martyr, one who spent herself in the service of God. But first we saw King Belshazzar, who turned away, did not spend himself in the service of the Lord, in fact started using the sacred vessels, to get drunk as he was throwing a party. This is from the book of the prophet Daniel, and perhaps you're familiar with the phrase, to see the writing on the wall. This is where we get it from good old scripture. He had turned away from God, and then a hand appeared and started writing on the wall. And then Daniel was called in because he was known to be wise. And then he interpreted it, and he was saying to the king, what you saw means that your kingdom will fall. What you are about will no longer last. Because you have turned away from God, there is no hope in your projects, in your desires, whatever it is, because you have deviated from the Lord. One who did not follow and spend himself, and his end was not nice, was not pretty. But on the other hand, we have St. Catherine of Alexandria, who very much lives out this gospel where Jesus says, they will kill you. Well, they will certainly persecute you, and some of you will be killed. Here was St. Catherine of Alexandria, Northern Africa, in the early centuries of the church, during paganism, who is said to have had a vision at a young age, 18, and been so convicted by it that she couldn't help but speak about it. She debated 50 philosophers. This is Alexandria, one of the great schools of thought in the early centuries. She was said to be so convincing because Jesus said, I will give you words. She was said to be so convincing that she converted some 200. And the cost of conversion back then was the loss of your life. It didn't seem to matter to them. That seemed to be the greater thing, that they had found truth, that they had found love, that they had found the living God. Catherine, as she was about to be martyred, you know, the Lord also says, I will take care of you. You're not to worry. She said that she was going to be martyred on a wheel, a spiked wheel, which was an extreme form of torture. But that miraculously, this wheel broke and it became an ineffective tool. And so they got angry and cut her head off, as they often did with the saints who wouldn't die by normal means of torture, Saint Sebastian, for example. What are we to take from this? What Jesus says is real. We will be hated because by some or by all because of his name, but he will take care of us. And we are to draw inspiration from the saints who persevered and the martyrs who spent themselves in God's service, that we are called to trust that God will take care of all of our needs. We need simply stay focused on him, trusting in him. And may we draw inspiration from St. Catherine of Alexandria today to truly spend our lives, to give a little more of our time, our talent, treasure, whatever it may be, in dedication and devotion to the loving God who created us and holds us in existence right now. Because that gift of self is what makes us happy. Not only does it please God, it makes the human heart happy to give. What a great time this Thanksgiving week to give of ourselves in love to our friends and family and all those around us. And to draw inspiration from St. Catherine, to continue down the road on our call to holiness.